Hey guys, welcome back.
Thanks for joining us again. Welcome back to the podcast. Lola.
We're back this week
Yeah.
with a topic that I already posted about, actually. I was curious to see what everybody thought about it. So I did that question thing about tattoos. And yeah, this week we're going to talk about mostly tattoos, but I think we can say body modification in general
Yeah, I
because I
think,
don't see a huge difference. I mean, piercings you can take out, but when we go into why people get tattoos, I do feel like they have similar reasons. So I think we can make that like a broad subject.
Yeah, for sure. I have to be honest here. I didn't really do much research on the top subject. Why can I not talk already? I didn't do much research on this subject, which I think is sometimes maybe also nice.
Yeah.
So we can just like, have some thoughts on it and then just go off from there. But it's definitely a topic that's also quite, I mean, connected to you, because for those of you who are listening and don't know maybe what we look like, also not just our faces but our entire selves. Lola has like a lot of tattoos and I have
Yeah, I
none.
have a lot of
Do you know how
tattoos.
many you have
I
approximately?
don't. I think 20 something.
When did you get your first one?
I think I was like 17, 18.
And do you think it's because I don't have any, but I know that people always say when you get one, you kind of become addicted. Do you think that's true?
Yeah. Definitely. I don't know why, and it's really interesting, but it becomes a weird obsession, especially when you see them on your body. My main thing was that I would see these tattoos on my body, and I felt like my skin was empty space, and I didn't like how they looked when they were so spread out.
Interesting. So you kind of want to fill the space.
Yeah, and I always thought, like, oh, here's another space that I have to fill, and now I have to fill this space, and now there's this weird gap here. I need to fill this too. And I'm also somebody who's obsessed with going to tattoo artists and asking about fillers. Like, I'm always asking about small spaces that I can fill.
Do you remember why? Was there like a particular reason why you wanted to get your first tattoo? Or was it just like, whatever, I just want to get one? Or was there any? Because some people have like a really deep connection to their tattoos or they want them to have like a meaning or stuff like that. Was it anything like that for you?
Honestly, no.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, I think that's the other half of people. I feel like it's
Yeah.
kind of split like that.
And it's really interesting because when I was reading about tattoos, that's like the main thing that was written about neurotics, where if you're neurotic and you get tattooed, the meaning is unconscious. And I think even people who think that they know what it means, or who think that they have a specific reason for getting it, it's not quite the truth. And they don't really know what it symbolizes. And this isn't only a symbol, like a symbol to yourself, which was really interesting when I was reading about tattoos. Of course, it has a meaning to you, and it means something for your body. But there's a huge part of it that is something that shows the others a symbol. And it's something that you want people to see. And I think that's definitely a huge aspect that we don't consider, because everybody that I asked as well, there is of course the side of it that where people say, I think it's aesthetically pleasing. But what message do you want to show people, and what do you want people to think when they look at you? And I think it's very specific and very unconscious.
Has that been a topic in your analysis, like kind of finding out that unconscious meaning behind the
Yeah,
tattoos?
definitely.
And would you say you figured something out, or is it still like work in progress?
For me, it was really interesting to talk about my tattoos, but in such a different way. Because when you talk about your tattoos with people or friends, there's always this question, what does that one mean? Or why did you get that? And people go through your specific tattoos and ask you why you got them. And it kind of bothered me because I always thought, I don't know why. I just got it. And the way that I talk about tattoos in my analysis is much different because it's more of why did you get tattoos? What made me think this is something that I really want to start doing and continue doing? Because it's something that I do quite regularly. And if it's been a while, I always feel the need to get another one. And for me, there were a few points that definitely came up that felt true, but I'm still very confused about it. Like there's a part of it where I think about my childhood and the way that I grew up, and I spent a lot of time in my mom's friend's tattoo shop. And it was just a place where I felt a lot of safety and I had a lot of fun. And I remember seeing people coming in and choosing their tattoos. And it was a place where I felt like people were really happy and really excited. And I guess in my mind, I put together getting a tattoo and feeling good and feeling confident when you're done. And I don't know. So that was definitely a really positive association that I had with tattoos.
And I found this one book that apparently is quite famous or renowned in that field. It's called Under the Skin, a Psychoanalytic Study of Body Modification. It was written in 2010. Obviously, I didn't read the whole thing, but I found like some main theories that are proposed in the book. And one is a theory that I think is quite known, which is basically that I guess not people who get like one tattoo, but it's more related to people who, as you, for example, do get them very frequently, very often, is that in these people there's like an underlying narcissistic disturbance, which, going back to our episode on narcissism, if you hear this doesn't need to be negative because narcissism isn't necessarily something pathological. It also just means a sense of self. So there is some disturbance there. And the author says that basically these people have a difficulty in accepting the basic fact of life, which is that we are born whether we want it or not, and we kind of are in a passive role through that our entire life, and that unconsciously is like a negative feeling that you have, and your body, seeing your body every single day, reminds you of this passive role that you have. And I suppose in that sense, getting tattoos is a way of feeling yourself and feeling like you're in control. This is not my theory, but this is how I understood it and how I read it.
I definitely think that's a huge part of it, and I definitely agree. A big thing for me, which I also read a few years ago, so I can't remember where it was from, but there's this big psychoanalytic thought, and I think it's mostly referring to women, but it's women who get tattoos, and there's this desire to separate yourself from your mother. And I think it is a little bit similar somehow because you have a desire to establish your identity and you have this desire to claim that you are special or that you're not an extension of your mother. And it's this desperate attempt to separate yourself. And I really feel that I had that. But it's very confusing because you have this strong desire to separate yourself, but when you think about narcissism, it's a result of being too separate. Narcissism comes from if you only have yourself.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think narcissism comes from a lot of places. It doesn't necessarily need to be connected to that. I understand what you mean, but I think there's many causes. Maybe you're too close to someone when you're little in the oral phase, or maybe you're too separated, or it's, I think it depends on the individual.
I think my concept of narcissism is that you can't put love into another object, so you put it into yourself. Like, if you really simplify it, it could be a result of many different things. But for me, the place that the love goes into is you instead of someone else. And that's really interesting for me because when I think about that, it's sad. It's not something nice that you can't put your love into other people. And it's strange when we talk about psychoanalysis, there's so much ambivalence all the time. And these two separate causes of getting tattoos are in themselves so ambivalent because you have this. You said there's a narcissistic disturbance, so you're almost lacking something. And then the other side is at the same time, you're desperately wanting to be separate and to be kind of this solitary being that doesn't look like anything else.
Yes, and I also think you could even go another way and say the narcissistic disturbance can also be seen in a very self-harming way, because as far as I know, getting tattoos also really hurts, depending on where you get them, more or less. But also, I think there must be a lot of unconscious satisfaction in feeling that pain,
Definitely.
which also then connects back to that narcissistic disturbance, whatever it is, because otherwise maybe you're just not able to feel yourself. You can kind of even, it's a bit far-fetched, but you can kind of connect it to self-harm in a way. It is a societal accepted form of self-harm, maybe in a very light way. I don't want to step on anyone's toes, but feeling pain is a huge part in the process of getting tattoos, in that sense, the masochism. No?
Yes, and pain is an important aspect of getting tattooed, and it's an important aspect of human beings in general because we associate pain with suffering and we associate pain with something that we want to avoid. But Freud wrote a lot about pain, and he wrote a lot about the fact, I won't go into it too much, but he wrote a lot about the fact that pain equals pleasure a lot of the times for a lot of people. And pain can be very erotic for people. As infants, we have these zones where we feel a lot of things like the skin. The skin is one of the most important parts about our development. And when we think
Definitely.
about our development and even all the stages that we go through, Freud's stages of development, it's all based around the skin. I think the same way that people like us have rashes or symptoms of the skin when we're not feeling well, I think tattoos really, really speak to those people specifically. That's why I think with you get piercings, but I think it's very similar. It's you wanna kind of claim your skin as I'm in charge. I'm just like, I'm the one who's deciding what's happening here because so many things happen to my skin that I'm so not in control of. And I feel like my skin constantly decides to show the world things that I'm very unhappy about, that I'm like ill or disgusting. And I think for me, it's really an attempt to get some kind of control over my body and show people that I made the decisions and I have a lot of say in what happens to me because especially in my history, I did not have a lot of say about what happened to my body. And it's really an attempt to master my body.
I mean, I can relate to that in a very minor sense, but still, as you said, I don't have tattoos, but I have piercings, like now just in my ears. But I used to have one in my septum, in my nose, right? And I had it for like, I think, 3 years or something. And when I got it, it was a very impulsive decision, and I just kind of liked the aesthetic looks of it. And then I got it, and it was so funny because people in my environment, like my friends and my family especially, yeah, my friends were kind of cool about it. They were like, you know, whatever looks good. But my family was so like, oh my God, this is not you. Like this, what, like this doesn't kind of fit the person that you are, as if a piercing through your nose, you know, makes you, I don't know, punk. But that's how they made me feel. But the thing was, for me, that was such a good feeling because I was like, okay, nice. Yeah, as you say, I can like claim a certain role, and it gave me the confirmation like I am in charge of how I am also perceived by others to a certain extent. Like I can change my aesthetics, my appearance. I guess it's also, you know, when you put on a certain outfit that just makes you feel really good, or makes you feel, I don't know, when you wear all black or something and you're like, oh yeah, I feel like a badass today. Like it makes you feel like you're in charge. And that's that.
Which is what leads me on to the next thing. It's when you think about group psychology and group dynamics. So Freud wrote this paper about group psychology in 1921. And the way that he described groups, I think, is also really related to tattoos. Even though I don't really feel like I did it to be a member of a group, I think many people definitely do. And Freud talked about groups as these things with invincible power. So people completely lost their individual needs and wants. I'm talking about it like it's past tense. Still do. When you're part of a big group, you really lose your individuality. And this isn't, I'm not talking about your individuality as in who you are. I'm talking about your desires and your responsibilities and what you do. And I think these groups are almost contagious. And members of groups, there's one thing that they really often do to be part of groups, and I think that is sacrificing themselves or showing the group that they've sacrificed something about themselves. And I think tattoos are definitely a symbol that somebody has sacrificed something, especially when the tattoo has something to do with the goal of the group or the motto of the group or what the group stands for. It's like showing everybody that you are willing to give yourself up for that group. And although I feel like I don't relate to that so much, there could be a group that I'm just not aware of that I'm also trying to be a part of.
Yeah, and even if it's the group of people who have tattoos.
Yeah, exactly. Or just people who didn't get into Ivy Leagues. Like, I don't even know. It could be because I'm angry that I didn't go a certain path and other people did. So I'm deciding that I don't belong to that group.
That's so interesting. Yeah, that whole topic of group psychology, group dynamics is so interesting. I think we can do an entire podcast episode about that. Something else that this author of the book I mentioned before wrote, she outlines various unconscious fantasies that like people who regularly get tattoos may have. And she also said that what we just mentioned, reclaiming kind of oneself and establishing control, and also another theory is that you create an ideal body that will manifest the other's love and desire, which I guess is somewhat related to both, also to that group theory, because you sacrifice something hoping that you manifest kind of acceptance from the group. And I think that's a very interesting theory, this concept of creating an ideal body, because it goes into a whole different aspect of body modification, which would be more cosmetic surgeries, which I think it is different to tattoos and piercings. I do think so, but they definitely have some things in common, because I think it is connected also to a lot of the theories on tattoos and piercings. And interestingly enough, as always, I swear, this is not even a fucking joke, whenever we record a podcast episode and we decide on the topic, all of a sudden I see this topic everywhere. And on Friday, I have an exam, so in 2 days. And today I started reading through the material. And one article that we had to read is basically about the concept of body modification, and that's, so to say, ideal body in the context of history and in in postmodern times. And it's very, very interesting, and it really confirms what we just talked about, that there is just this, in postmodern times now, the focus has shifted from a group, from like a community, to the individual. And we have become so much more aware, and we've put so much more focus on the private person, so that your body kind of becomes your only playground for your fulfillment of a utopia, you know? And that's why people are so obsessed with going to the gym and kind of creating their ideal aesthetics, their ideal body, because the hope is that you kind of will reach bodily completedness and perfection. And in that sense, we almost see our bodies as this material, as just flesh that can be formed in any way. And you are the creator of it. And that gives a whole kind of fucked up concept about also health. Because health nowadays is seen as someone who looks healthy is much more, it's considered much more healthy than someone who actually is, you know what I mean? Like if someone were obese, okay, maybe not obese, but someone who is just a bit more curvy or chubby, your first association is often, oh, that person probably has, you know, health issues. They cannot run, they cannot, or they have more difficulties running, working out. Chances are they're probably healthier than someone who goes to the gym like 8 times a week and takes a shitload of steroids. But coming back to the topic, I kind of drifted off. That's also where body modification comes in.
So it's really interesting when you were talking about that, how because of the times, our goals about privacy and the individual person have changed. And I was just thinking about the fact that in different times, there was no choice. There were no choices of what you were going to do, especially as professions. And your life was pretty planned. You were born into a certain family. They had a profession, usually. You were born into a family of blacksmiths, so you were going to be the next one. And what you looked like or what other people saw you as really had no relevance whatsoever. Mm. Also, you pretty much knew who you were going to marry. There was so much that didn't have to be decided by an individual. And especially for, I don't know, it really makes me think about women, also women, you know, you're going to be a mother. Of course, there are exceptions, and of course, there are women in science and authors, but I feel like these women were exceptions, and they were exceptional. But the average woman had a very planned life that required her to look a certain way, that required her to act a certain way, where things were expected of her. There was no reason to look healthy. It didn't matter.
Exactly.
There was no reason to make people think that your lifestyle was better than theirs. And I think now I feel like we feel like our only chance is the way that we look. So if you go to a job interview where you're competing with 1,000 other people, you're gonna spend days trying to plan what you're gonna wear, make sure that the condition of your body is perfect for what they want from you. And I feel like it's so sad and detrimental. Why, when you're applying for, I don't know, let's say a position in a company, why does it matter? But people are very obsessed with having cohesive companies and having the same goals and ideals and making sure that all their employees are on the same page when it comes to health, and that's so irrelevant.
It is so irrelevant, and it's also such a paradox because we live in such an individualistic society where we kind of think only I can achieve my ultimate happiness through also looking good, through kind of, taking control over everything and stuff. But then research shows without a fail that the happiest societies in the world, the happiest countries, the countries where people live the longest, are places like fucking Fiji, where people live in communities. Like I was there, they live in tiny villages, and you work, and then after work, you go to someone's hut and you sit around and you chat. And no one goes to the gym or anything. I'm not saying that this, of course, this can also just be going to the gym. It's not necessarily bad, but you know what I mean? It's not this emphasis on those aesthetics, and health is not equal to beauty. And that's also why these countries are the happiest, because we here in our world, in our society, we are not interested in community anymore. We don't give a shit. I don't know my neighbors' names. Which is so sad to think about.
And I think exactly that is what tattoos are fighting against. It's basically telling the world, I don't give a shit about having this weird Barbie body. I want to be part of a community because people who have tattoos are always part of some kind of a community. I mean, you can see each other and know that you have the same thoughts or morals, not in general, but at least about getting tattooed. And I think that's what tattoos are really fighting against, and it's this direction that our society has gone in, which I feel like people are really uncomfortable with and feel like is kind of getting out of control. And I feel like tattooing is an attempt to kind of step back a little bit, especially because the tattoo is, I read this somewhere else too, the tattoo is not a sign of progress and modernism and technology. The tattoo is a sign of being extremely conservative. Tattoos are symbolizing tradition.
Look at New Zealand, for example, very
Exactly.
Maori culture, where the tattooing has been a massive part, a really important part of the culture for centuries. And again, it's about that community, it's about connecting to your people.
Exactly.
It's so
Exactly.
interesting.
So
Maybe
I
I should
think.
get one.
Yeah.
Well, how about my therapist said? Where should I get it?
Think you should get it on your chest.
Probably.
But I think that's something really important because people don't understand that. I hate when people are like, oh, it's okay. Everybody gets tattoos now. It's fine now. It's like, it's accepted. It's just the new world that we live in. It's actually a complete fight against the new world that we live in because it's people saying, I don't want to be a part of this. And another thing, just to add some more psychoanalytic perspectives on tattoos, another thing which I was thinking a lot about is the tattoo as like a defense mechanism. And you learn about your skin so much in psychoanalysis and all these things that happen around your skin And I feel like it's almost this barrier, even though it's technically under your skin, it's almost this barrier between you and the outside world. And it's like a moat. Like you have you, and then you have this last attempt to keep yourself safe from the outside.
Right.
Another thing that I read about tattoos is that they're a form of internalizing. So this person wrote about it in a really funny way, how children dream about their friends and their lovers and these things that they wish for, and these tattoos are like a last desire to make them a little bit real. And it's like a kind of attempt to show that you long for things that are separate from yourself, but it's like a last attempt to kind of unite with them and be with them. And that definitely makes sense, but for me, I don't really understand how you can find that in the specific tattoos that you have, you know? Like, what does an eagle represent to me? I have an eagle on my arm. And yeah, I guess the eagle is the national animal of Austria and America,
True.
which is a funny coincidence, but like, who cares? I don't know why. That's not
Exactly.
very personal.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know, but I think even if there's an unconscious meaning to every single tattoo you have, I don't think it's necessarily a goal to find out. No, maybe that's also the
Definitely
meaning
not.
that, you know, it's also a cool thought to be like, there is a meaning, but I don't know it.
Yeah, and I think that's something that you really need, everybody really needs to come to terms with. It's like some things, if you can't figure them out, you shouldn't. Like, maybe you shouldn't. But I was gonna say also earlier about my tattoos, there's a whole dark side, of course. And I think for me, when I was a kid, I went through some really bad stuff. And all these bad memories, all these traumas, they really, the common denominator was always my body, always had to do with my body. I started hurting myself, and I was very young. I started hurting myself when I was very young. And I don't think it was typical self-harming because, in my opinion, self-harming, there's this wish for people to see it, or you want somebody to discover it. And for me, it was like a very private thing. It wasn't something that I ever got caught doing, or nobody ever noticed that I was doing it. And I really think that I got a lot of pleasure from it. That's why for me, pain definitely does equal pleasure. And it gave me a huge sense of relief. And it was, I can tell you like exactly why I did it. And it's because, and this thanks to my therapist, I didn't come up with this by myself, but my thoughts were so overwhelming. I also had many intrusive thoughts, many bad thoughts that were just circulating around my head. And it became so exhausting that that was the only thing that could cut through it. It was the only thing that I could do where I hurt myself, and then I was like, finally, oh my God, I can focus on something else. It was a huge relief for me. And I think tattooing is really just a an acceptable form of hurting yourself, because I don't self-harm. I don't engage in any self-harming behaviors, but I still get tattoos, and I get tattoos quite often, and I feel like it almost like got that itch for me.
Yeah, and in that sense, it ties in nicely with what you said before about
Yeah.
defense mechanisms, because it's a sublimation. It's making
Definitely.
an unacceptable wish, perhaps acceptable, culturally speaking.
Definitely. I'm a little bit confused actually by people who get tattooed who really don't enjoy getting tattooed. That is something that I'm definitely not. I don't get it.
You mean where they don't enjoy the process?
There's
Or.
people who like can barely sit through a tattoo,
Oh.
and it's like unbearable for them.
Maybe that's their super ego.
True. But I'm always confused by that. I'm like, this is genuinely a horrible experience for you. Why do you keep doing it? And then it makes me think of like a repetition compulsion.
Yeah, and maybe they're really more masochistic.
Yeah. But yeah, tattooing is definitely also totally a repetition compulsion. It's repeating pain over and over again, attempting to come above it or be above it, or you long for the day where it doesn't affect you anymore.
Are you planning to? I mean, obviously, you're going to get more tattoos, but do you already have an idea or do you do it very spontaneously, like whenever you just feel like it?
Yeah, I usually don't plan it or think about it, but I'm getting a little bit stressed out. Because I feel like I have too many. No, I don't have too many, but I don't know how much longer I can do this for.
Right. One of your arms is basically almost full, right?
Yeah.
Is it like already asleep or are you still missing some spots?
I'm missing some tiny spots, but it's almost a sleeve. And I don't. That's the thing about group dynamics, which is very funny. I don't want to be fully tattooed. Like, I don't want to belong to that group. I still want to have a place in other groups.
Right.
So I don't want to be fully associated with people that are tattooed from head to toe. So there's this thing in me also that doesn't want a typical me. Like, I don't want to commit. And that's something that I've done my whole life. I don't want to really fully commit to anything. So I'm gonna have to stop soon. And that really stresses me out because I have to find something to replace it.
Well, maybe you can start tattooing other people.
I don't know, because then it doesn't hurt.
True. Well, I'm sure you'll figure something out.
So if
Something
anybody
that's
has any
also,
tips,
but also that's also a sublimation, guys. Like something that's acceptable.
yeah, that's
Oh my
true.
God, maybe you'll start working out obsessively.
Yeah, true.
Who knows?
Oh my
Possibilities are
God.
endless.
Or I'll do like the, what's that thing when people put like hooks in their body?
Ew. Oh my God, no.
Gonna start
Then you're gonna start
like
that would be
hanging from
like
things.
oh my God, that's so disgusting. I was about to say, are you trying to be part of the satanistic Satan worshiping community? That's what I associate with that.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough, but are you gonna get a tattoo?
No. There was a
Yeah.
phase when I was in Australia for a year and everybody there is tattooed. And I was like, oh my God, yes, I want to also be that person who is like traveling through Australia getting a tattoo. But I didn't because I didn't know what I wanted. And I like tattoos on other people. Now I don't want one. So, you know.
I think it's pretty. I don't really think it's worth it if you get one. I think
Yeah.
you might as well really get none. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't feel the need to. If one day I really want one, you know, I
Yeah.
might get one, but I don't know. I also don't see that happening, but who knows? Who knows? Maybe I'll surprise myself. But you guys, when you listen to this, please let us know if you have any tattoos, what they are, and also what I think is hilarious, what the funniest or weirdest tattoo is you've seen, like on the
Oh my
street,
God,
the
true.
public pool or
Or your
something.
weirdest like tattoo story of your own.
Exactly. I love hearing those things. It's so funny. I once saw a guy at the public pool who had like a massive dollar sign on his like hip, which I thought was so funny. I don't know, it was so fucking random. Like, what are you trying to tell me?
He's rich.
But he was, I mean, who knows, but he didn't look like
Okay,
someone who was very
that really
rich.
makes sense of an internalization that they're trying to make a reality.
Yeah, it's
It's
a
like he
very, it's your kind
definitely
of,
dreams of
it's kind
having
of,
cash.
exactly. It's like taking the law of attraction and manifestation like a step further. It's like I'm
Yes.
tattooing it on my body, so it's in my life. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing all those informations about your tattoos also. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's just it's a very interesting topic that is just not written about. We can
No?
also I'm sorry that we didn't really go into the history of tattooing, but I think that's something that everybody can just read about. It's very
Yeah, I
extensive.
think so
It's
too.
very extensive. Tattooing has been existing since people have been existing. So if you're interested in kind of the origins and the history, definitely recommend looking it up. I think that's all we got for this week.
I think so too. Thank you guys again for listening.